Chronological summary. In 1926, on March 20, the beautiful cathedral built by Mariano Santa Maria in Oak and Walnut, covered in scented cedar, is devoured by a fire. A holy mass was celebrated on his ashes, in which a request was made for its reconstruction and the reconstruction board was created. In May 1926, the reconstruction board opened a contest for the presentation of plans. Father Adolfo Hoyos Ocampo was part of said board and became the soul and nerve of the monumental architectural work. In 1927, a competition was opened in Paris, France. Out of three famous architects, Julien Pulte was the winner with first place, who has left everything behind, including the Service des Monuments Historiques, going to Manizales, Colombia. In 1928, in January, the plans were approved by Bishop Tiberio de Jesus Salazar Herrera, and in February the contract was closed with the firm Papio, Bonarda y Compañía. Partners Angelo Papio and Giancarlo Bonarda. In 1929, in the month of September, the construction of the cathedral was interrupted due to the world crisis, which had started since March of the previous year. In February 1935, work resumed until November 1936, with its roof finished but still without towers. In 1939, in the month of March, the last stage of the architectural project was resumed, which ended in December of the same year. Adding the strict times, the work of the largest temple in America in reinforced concrete does not exceed 4 years. In 1948, the baldachin arrived in Colombia, a piece of wood covered in gold foil, designed by the Rambus House of New York and made in Italy by the Stafasu House of Arte. In 1951, Pope Pius XII granted the title of Basilica to the Cathedral of Manizales 8 days after being consecrated by the Apostolic Nuncio to commemorate 100 years of the city and 50 years of the diocese. In 1959, the Polish Quarter was opened to the public. Its access was by wooden stairs. It worked until 1977 when it was closed due to the deterioration of its stairs. In 1962, on July 30 at 2:20 in the afternoon, an earthquake caused the northwest tower and the cross of the central needle and the saints that crowned the three remaining towers to fall to the ground. In 1963, the bronze doors of the main entrance were installed and blessed by Archbishop Arturo Duque Villegas. The director of the work was the Spaniard Leopoldo del Rio Perez. In 1979, on November 23 at 6:40 at night, an earthquake destroyed most of the stained glass windows and its central tower cracked without suffering structural damage. Since 1984, the Cathedral of Manizales was declared a site of cultural interest. In 1996, it is part of the group of buildings of the Historic Center of Manizales, also declared a site of cultural interest BIC. In 2008, the visit to the public of the Polish Quarter was opened again. Stairs and metal railings were implemented, as were railings and a metal fence on the outside for the safety of visitors.